بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Today is the 14th of Shawwal. جمعة مبارك. Let us rewind a bit. Every Eid, I reach out to my teachers, my mashayikh, and give them celebratory greetings of gratitude. As a female scholar, the way of showing respectful affection to male seniors is a bit of an art. Why do I do this? Pertaining to the purpose of Eid, God says, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that you may glorify God for having guided you and that you may be grateful. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 185. Guidance is the greatest blessing to ever be bestowed upon a human being. That is why the prophets are the foremost of creation, for they receive guidance directly, fully, and perfectly. After them, those who are truly guided by the Qur'an, outwardly and inwardly, are the most beloved of God's creation to Him. They are the people of God. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ هُمْ قَالَ هُمْ أَهْلُ الْقُرْآنِ أَهْلُ اللَّهِ وَخَاصَّتُهُ. Ibn Majah gathered the sound report from Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, who related that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, among creation, God has designated people. They said, O Messenger of Allah, who are they? He said, they are the people of the Qur'an, the people of God and His elect. My Qur'anic journey began by learning to read well, then learning to recite well, then trying to understand well, then striving to act well. Despite the bitterness that days may serve, these were and are the sweetest memories of my life. Our connection to the Qur'an and our understanding of it is so integral to our faith identity, which is our true identity, that persona that is known in the heavens, regardless of what is perceived on earth. The Qur'an isn't rulings of permissibility and prohibition meant to initiate a scorecard in our lives. It's not about dictating deeds, but about the inner reality behind those acts that, when done for the sake of God alone, imbue a character, a way of thinking, an ethical heart. In reality, all of the Qur'an is khuluq. In fact, the true benefit of the Qur'an is in increasing our character quotient, a spiritual intelligence greater than all other forms of intellect. That is the living Qur'an. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Indeed, O Prophet, you are upon an exalted standard of character. Surah Al-Qalam, verse 4. This way of thinking is the extraction of Qur'anic patterns, not much different than the process of deriving juristic rulings, which also draws upon divine patterns of legislation. The highest form of exegesis is the development of this form of Qur'anic cognition. That is the essence of our new tafsir subgenre. Yes, the Qur'an has a mind, a divine genius. That prophetic genius is bequeathed to us through prophetic inheritors. They are the spiritual parents of this ummah. Without parents, there is no life. God says, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. Give thanks to me and to your parents. To me is the ultimate return. Surah Luqman, verse 4. In this verse, God commands us to thank Him directly for the blessing of life, but further instructs us to thank those who are the direct cause of our conception, our parents. Once again, this pattern of association between dutifulness to God and parents appears in Surah Al-Isra, verse 23. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Your Lord has commanded that you should worship none but Him and that you be kind to your parents. In succinct culmination of this Qur'anic principle, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَشْكُرُ اللَّهَ مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ, meaning, he who shows no gratitude to people has shown no gratitude to God. أخرجه أبو داود من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه. Lastly, the most beautiful form of this gratitude pattern manifests in the salawat. Despite the unending debt of thanks we owe to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that the blessing of our salawat comes directly from God to him, but because we are the means of that salutation, he reciprocates by tenfold out of gratitude. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ عَلَيْهِ أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَتَمُّ التَّسْلِيمِ. The Messenger of Allah is that person who always gave more and better, always received less and worse. And so, God elevated him through the salutations of angels and devout believers, and even still, he shows gratitude to us, even after his death. We cannot fully fathom the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ عَلَيْهِ أَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ وَأَتَمُّ التَّسْلِيمِ. This maxim is of the most basic examples of Quranic cognition, but when manifest in the Messenger of Allah, it reaches its most sublimely supreme peak. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In paradise, when the angels command the believers to recite and rise, it will not only be in the quantity of verses they knew and practiced, but also commensurate with the quality and depth of Quranic saturation with which such verses settled in their soul. This is why the Messenger of Allah will receive the greatest of all stations of creation, Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The meanings in the Quran and Sunnah flow together in full coherence, producing realities that manifest as spiritual maxims embedded in the character of the piously learned. This is our tradition. This is the living Quran. What are we really celebrating on Eid? Is it the ability to withhold base animalistic desires? Or is that just a means to fostering a greater receptivity to Quranic realities? What are we really celebrating on Eid? Is it the acquisition of a promised divine recompense or the good pleasure of the one for whom we fast? What are we really celebrating on Eid? Is it pride in some sort of devotional achievement? Or is it the Eid of the Quran that is the lifeblood of our faith, the Quran that is the ultimate source of guidance, the Quran by which we will soar in paradise? So, when we glorify God for what he has guided us to, وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Let us glorify him for the direct means of guidance, the Qur'an, and for the means to that guidance, our beloved Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and for our spiritual parents, through whom the prophetic inheritance reaches us, the scholars, the ulama. The people of the Qur'an are the people of khuluq, and the people of character are the people of gratitude, not just to God, but to every means leading to him, direct and indirect. That is why one of the greatest signs of the character quotient of a believer is their love and sense of reverence, deference, and service to the true people of knowledge. This was the way of the Sahaba with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This is our tradition. قال أحمد العلوي المستغانمي من لا يرضانا محروم هوانا. Our Eid is the Eid of the Quran and of the people of the Quran and of the lovers of the Quran and of all those blessed souls who recite it with their tongues, with their hearts, and with their limbs, a true recitation heard in the heavens on high where the angels recite just as we do. وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Eid isn't over, it's just beginning. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. I have learned so much from so many blessed mashayikh, among them Sheikh Samir al-Nas, hafidhahullahu ta'ala. We offer condolences on the passing of his son Mu'adh, who used to beautifully render the following couplets. طالما أشكو غرامي يا نور الوجود وأنادي يا تهامي يا معدن الجود منيتي أقصى مرامي أحظى بالشهود وأرى باب السلام يا زاكي الجدود. يا طراز الكون إني عاشق مستهام، مغرم والمدح فني يا بدر التمام. Lastly, of all the learned, pious men of the world of my lifetime, I have found none that match the greatness of Al-Habib Abu Bakr Al-Mashhur قدس الله سره. And so, since I cannot send him Eid greetings, I dedicate this episode to him. May he be pleased with us. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نور الأنوار وسر الأسرار وترياق الأغيار ومفتاح باب اليسار سيدنا محمد المختار وآله الأطهار وأصحابه الأخيار عدد نعم الله وإفضاله والحمد لله رب العالمين.